hearts of Englishmen, deserving fame and glory, of mighty deeds and triumphs bold in his renowned history. The one that sung and praised the least must be the lavatory. Long live the Blues of England! His firm support in hour of need, his shrine for meditation, a haven from the busy world, a font of inspiration. The glory of the plumber's art, triumph of sanitation. Long live the Blues of England! The French who have no shame at all have built them on the street. And though they may be picturesque, it's hard to be discreet. You stand right in the boulevard, a chill will drown your feet. Long live the Blues of England! Put them up in space before the other nations. They even paint them black and white to help their race relations. But it's taboo to call them blues, they call them
comfort stations.
Long live the Blues of England. In Greece it's rare to find them there, even in the 20th century. And if you'll do, you'll find they seem a little elementary. And in the blazing midday heat, they're not exactly scent free. Long live the Blues of England. In Russia they've been nationalized, and if you pay a ruble, there'll be a guard and watchdog too to keep you out of trouble. And be quite sure you don't stripes of capitalist doodle. Long live the Blues of England. Australia's big and in the bush, you've loads of space to choose. If you avoid the prickly pear, you've little else to lose. But mind you keep one jump ahead of those damn kangaroos. Long live the Blues. One gem that we must hold most dear, and though they ring the changes, one thing must not disappear. And if they ask who sang the song, tell them
Kilroy was here, mate.